paragraph gimel. The Iker Hamaila v'Hachashivus shel Mitzvah Tzedakah hu, the main importance and significance of the Mitzvah Tzedakah is based on what we're going to explain right now. Ki Issa b'Gemara, the Gemara says, the Shoal Haimina an Apikoris once asked, Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyevaniyim, if Hashem loves the poor people so much, Loma Eino Mefarnesen, why is he coming to me? Why does he want me to give him money? Why don't he give him money? Why don't he take? You tell me, oh, Hashem loves them and they're the greatest and they're the closest ones to Hashem. Why ain't he taking care of them? Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki be'emes bevadai HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisein lechem l'chol boser. The truth is that Hashem provides for everybody. Umefarnes mekarnei re'emim, and he sustains from the mamish, the lowest places to the highest places. Everybody. Ubevadai biyodoi lefarnes esoni. And Hashem definitely has the ability. He don't need you, man. He definitely can take care of the oni himself if he wanted to. Aval afal pikein his hira Hashem yisborach sonu daiko litein stoko leoni lefarnesoi. However, despite the fact that Hashem can definitely do it without us, Hashem has warned us that we should give charity to the poor person and provide for him. V'higdil ma'oid b'malas mitzvazu u'beschora ma'oid mo'im. And Hashem in the Torah has made a very big deal about this mitzvah. And regarding the reward for this mitzvah, he's told us that it's very, very big. Ki be'emes, because the truth is, anachnu daiko tzrichen lefarnes esoni. We are the ones who really need to be supporting the poor person. V'ze ikar hatikun. And that's what really corrects the problem. When we say the problem, it's not just the problem of this poor person's problem. We're talking about the problem with humanity. The problem with the world, the entire world, gets corrected by us giving money to a poor person. Why? Ki ikar bechinas milui halavono hu al yodeinu daika. Because the main ability and the main ones who are supposed to fill in what's lacking in the moon is not Hashem, but rather us human beings. It's supposed to come bedafka from us. Why? Ki ikar miut hayoreach hoyomachmas hakitrug shekitrugo. Because how did it come about that the moon has this problem? The sun don't have any problems. The sun is always on full. Never has to go into a gas station to fill up. He's always on full. The moon has this problem that on Monday he's full. On Thursday he's got to go back to the gas station and fill up again. Got always going up and down like a yo-yo. One day he's full, the next day shrinking to almost nothing and has to fill up again. How did that problem come about? It came out, originally it didn't have that problem. It says, Shnei Ma'oirois Hagdoilim in the Chumash. When Hashem first created them, they were both equal. It's only because the moon complained. The moon was Makatreg and said, can't have it this way. Can't have both of us equal. That's when the Gemara says, Hashem said to the moon, you're right. Therefore, you're going to shrink. You're going to become small. L'chi umati esatzmeich, Hashem said. Because the moon was mekatreg and said, that two kings can't share one crown, that's why the moon had to go down. What does that mean? Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now. Ki yesh isarusa de la'elo, ve'yesh isarusa de la'sato. The Zohar HaKadosh speaks about these two terms. There's a term called hisoirus from above, initiated from above, and there's initiated below. There are times that something gets started from above by Hashem upstairs without our intervention, without us having to do anything. Hashem jump starts it in a sense. And there's a concept of this arusa de la'ela, where we down here below on earth have to show initiative. We have to make something happen. We have to act. We have to do something. The Isa b'Zohar HaKadosh, and the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, Shekishe'ein Isarusa de Lesato Chas V'Shalom, when there is no Isarusa de Lesato, V'Ho'olam Meskayim Ayde Isarusa de Leila Levad, when there's nobody down here doing anything to sustain the world, Nobody's studying Torah. Nobody's doing mitzvahs. And the energy has to come from upstairs. Hashem has to do everything himself. Azai chas v'sholom dinim shortim. Then there's midas hadin. It's no good. We know it's brought many times that receiving, the one who's receiving is in a state of din. One who is giving is in a state of chesed. Giving is a concept of chesed. Receiving is in a state of din. Nobody wants handouts in a sense. When a person's getting a handout, he's on the receiving end. That's a bechina of tzimtzum, din. When we talk about male and female, the male is the mashpia, the woman is the mekabel. Therefore, she is closer to the bechina of din. When we talk about the oshir and oni, the oni is closer to the bechina of din because he's on the receiving end. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that when there isn't any isarusa de lesata, and it's Hashem who has to dish out everything for free, like where we haven't done anything to deserve it, to justify it, then there's din, then there's midas hadin. V'ze ikr miut hayoreach al yedei she'ein isarusa de lesata, and that's actually what causes the shrinkage in the moon. That's what causes the deficiency and the defectiveness in the moon when there isn't isarusa de lesata. When we down here on earth are not doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, or chas v'shalom, when we actually do sins and things like that, that means that we're not providing positive energy, we're not providing isarusa de lesata. That causes the moon, which reflects the Jewish people. The moon is a reflection of us. That's what causes the moon to be deficient. The moon is called Knesset Yisrael. Ki hachochma tato, shi b'chinas hayoreach, hi biyodeinu kaviyochol. Because the chochma tato, which is the moon, is in our hands. Its growth or shrinkage is dictated by us, as is known in the Sforim. V'ukifi ma'asenu, and it's based on our deeds. That's what determines whether the moon is full or lacking. This is what the Gemara is referring to when it says that the moon said, can't have two kings using the same crown. Hainu sheyu shneim shovim tomid v'yishtamshu shneim bekeser echod al yidei sarusa de'ilo levad. Meaning the moon said, the sun and I can't be both equal and both just being supplied by Hashem and finished. That Hashem gives us our energy and that's it. It can't be that way. Because if there were no need for isarusa de lesata, and if everything were simply being done for by Hashem, if Hashem were doing everything himself, then the moon would not have to shrink, become lessened. Ki isarusa de leila kaviyochol, Einoi mishtane lo'olam, because isarusa de leila is something that doesn't change. There's no variety. It's all oneness. You know, it's all. Ubevadai hoya hakoel b'shleimus tamid, and then everything would be 100%. Period. Aval halavono biatzmo kitrago, but the moon itself was the one who came forward and complained. Ki ze yefsher sheyir isarusa delayla levad b'li isarusa lesata, because this is impossible. This is wrong that there should be only isarusa delayla sat isarusa lesata. Ki ze ikar brias oilam, because the reason why Hashem created the world was kidei sheyir lehaodam bechira, so that there should be human beings who have free choice. And we earthlings in this world should serve Hashem al yedei his oirus hatachtoinim. And the world should exist The world should be fed energy by our activities, through the hisayrus of the tachtonim, through our initiative. Every mitzvah we do adds positive energy to the world. Every avera we do, chas shalom, adds the other kind of energy. Bechinas isarusa de lesata. That's why Hashem created the world. He wanted there to be such a place which can function on its own to a degree, where we are the ones who will dictate to a degree its hatzlacha or its chas v'shalom downfall. V'alkein yefshel l'shnei malachim l'shtamish b'keser echad. That's why the moon said you can't have both kings sharing the same crown, meaning you can't have everything functioning the same way. That upstairs everything is functioning through a sarusa de leila, and downstairs also everything should function through a sarusa de leila. Ki chochma tato bechinas halavona behechrich shetislabesh bein hatachtoinim kedei lekaimom ulachyoisam. Because the chochma tato, which is the moon, must come down, must be downstairs with us in order to sustain us and in order to give us chius. V'alkein, and therefore, behechrich sheyetluya shleimusa al yedei hisoyrus tachtoim. And therefore, it has to be that the completion of the moon, the solidness of the moon, should be dependent on us, on initiative that comes from down here below. Shebishvil zeh hoyo ikar briyas oilam. That's the main reason why Hashem created the world, for there to be this bechira, this isar, this concept of in the sarusa deleila, there should be this nation that serves Hashem. Ein melech b'loyam. So it wasn't enough for Hashem to be with himself, by himself. That wasn't enough. Hashem wanted to be mated from his goodness onto others, so he had to create people, and he had to create them in a form that they have bechira, not just robots, that they do exactly what Hashem wants, because then again, it's Hashem serving himself. By creating bechira, to a degree, on a certain level, it's like a king and a nation. It's like Hashem and the people. V'alkein omar lo, and that's why Hashem said to the moon, L'chi umati es atzmeich, you go down, you shrink, you become smaller. Kedei shetuchal lehislabesh bein atachtoinim, so that you will be able to find yourself and to make your place among the earthlings, among those down below, lekayem ho'ilam, in order to help this physical world have an existence. V'nosan lo ha'koychovim lo ha'vizdaito, and Hashem gave the moon, the stars. When the moon said, what do you mean? Just because I asked a good question, I have to shrink? Hashem said, you're right. So we'll give you the star, we'll throw in the stars into the package. So you, together with the stars, are just as big as the sun. You're not smaller. You're not really smaller. Who are the stars? Zebchinas umatzdike horabim kakoychovim. The pasuk says the righteous people, they're referred to as the koychovim. Bechinas klal Yisrael, shenim shalu lakoychovim. This refers to klal Yisrael, who are compared to stars. Ki Yisrael, the Hatzadikim, Haim Mephaisen Daito. Because the Jewish people, and especially the Tzadikim, we are the ones who appease the moon. We're the ones, Ki Haim Memalinoisa or Mashliminoisa. We are the ones who fill in and complete the moon. Ki achara hakitrug, because after the moon complained, Va'oz Nismate, and then Hashem shrank it, Azai hakoil toloi biyad hatachtoinim. From that point on, Hashem has given over the authority into our hands. Yisrael mamshaloisov, it says. There's a pasuk, the Gemara in Moed Kotten quotes the pasuk that Hashem says, I rule over everything. Who's my boss? Hashem says, me moishel be. The Gemara says, tzadik. There's a pasuk, tzadik moishel beira salikim, that Hashem has given the tzadik, the Jewish people, the authority, in a sense, to be able to rule. He has given us malchus, memshalom, that we should dictate the moon. We should dictate how full or deficient the moon is. v'ayidei Yisrael, v'hatzadikim ayidei zeh memalin pegimosa. They are the ones who fill in the defect and the deficiency in the moon. V'oz yiskayim, and then eventually will be fulfilled the pasuk, v'hoyo oir halavona ko'or hachama. That there'll come a time when the oir halavona, the light of the moon, will be like the light of the sun. Short item on the side, for those who appreciate it, it's something very special, very powerful, related to this. Hashem's name, as we know it in this world, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. That's the main, most basic name of Hashem, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, which is the two sections. Section A is Yud-Hei, Section B is Vav-Hei. Section A is the higher level section, Section B is the lower level section. The Vav-Kei is related to Chochmah Tatoh in a sense, the Malchus, the lower level. The Yud-Kei is related to Chochmah Ilah, higher level. In this world, the way things are today, Yud-Kei is run by Isarusa de Leila. We have no say, that nothing we do adds or subtracts to the connection between the Yud and Kei. They are always, they're referred to as train rein deloy misparshin, two friends that are inseparable. Nothing that we do can separate them or bring them together. They're solid. Vav-Kei is dependent on us. When we do mitzvahs, we unite them. That's this L'shem Yichud Kutshebrichu Ishchintei. When we do Averos Chas Hashem, we can bring about a separation between the Vav and the Hey. That's why Tshuva is Toshuv Hey. To return that Hey that got separated as a result of our Averos and everything, when we do Tshuva, we return the Hey to the Vav. We reunite them. That's in the world we're in today. It's in the future, it says, V'hoyo oir halavona ko'or hachama. In the future, it's going to be all one. We say, Bayoim hahu, Yihyeh Hashem echod u'shmo echod. In the future, Hashem is going to be one, and His name is going to be one. Yihyeh, Yud-Kei, Yud-Kei. In the future, it's not going to be Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei. Both are going to be equal. The Vav-Kei is going to rise to such a level of shleimus that it's going to be like Yud-Kei. That's some of what he's referring to here.